was a beautiful beach in somewhere of the world that day. The scenery there seems more fascinating. Golden sand covered the endless seashore. The glitter of the sun spread softly and gently on the beach. Just like her mother covering a lovely baby up with a piece of golden blanket. On the beach, a girl in a plain dress was walking along slowly, while the footprints of hers were left on the sand. However, she was walking towards the water. When the sea water immersed her knees, she stopped.
Mom, I remember you said the dusk on the beach is the most beautiful thing in the world. But the sun will go down anyway. No matter how beautiful the scenery is, it won't last forever. Now, my wonderful dusk, with you will not exist anymore. But no worry, Mom. Later, I will see you and be with you for good. Before that, I got to find out the secret in the little box you left me, and the key. Mom, how can you read my diary and letter without my permission? Those are my privacy secrets.
Sorry, what I did is for your own good, sweetheart.
Never say that. You got to respect my privacy.
No, I told you to love yourself all the time. You should know that boy isn't a good guy. Stay away from him.
Well, that's my own business.
You said you want to be a nurse, so go for it. Don't waste any time on that bad guy. He is...
Stop it! You and Dad don't even care about me.
If I don't care about you, tell me who's brought you up as a teenager right now.
You cannot fix your own problem though. You don't even know where Dad is. How stupid! Oh, what have I done just now? I never saw Mom look so sad. I can see all on her face is sorrow. Maybe I should forget it. Everything will be better in some time. Sorry, Mom. I didn't mean it.
May I talk to Mrs. Gray's family?
Yes, I'm her daughter. Who is speaking?
This is the Central Hospital. I regret to tell that Mrs. So had just had a car accident. I think you had better come here as soon as possible.
What? Hello? Oh dear, I must go to the hospital now. Can you tell me where Mrs. Grayso is? She was just sent here and I'm her daughter.
Please wait for a moment. Grayso, she's in the emergency room. Oh, she's out of the room now.
Mom! Mom, what happened?
Isabella?
No, please, stop talking. You will be fine. You will.
Are you the relative of Mrs. So? Please come here and have a talk. We are sorry that Mrs. So doesn't have much time. We are sorry about that.
No, it won't be true. It's just an illusion, Mom.
Come nearer.
Don't talk anymore, Mom, please.
Be strong. The key on the necklace.
Mom, I don't understand.
Sorry, miss. We must send her away.
Sorry, please. Don't leave me alone. Maybe the key can be used to open the lock on the little box.
The girl found that there was a letter in the box, and under the letter, there was a half box of sand. The girl opened the envelope.
It's from Dad. Dearest Grace, I think this is the first letter. Also the last letter that I wrote to you.
When you read this letter, I'm probably on my voyage. That's my feeling about you. You're a special girl that I have ever seen though. Do you remember that we met on the warship? I could see me through your eyes. You teach me how to see all that's beautiful. Your love shines the way into paradise, so I offer my life as a sacrifice. Now, I gave my hope to you. This box of sand represents all the colors of love and of life. I collected all of them from every country. But sorry, Grace, I regret to tell you that I have to carry on with my journey. I'm very pleased that I have lived with you and our adorable daughter. I'm sure that it will be my best memory of my life. But promise me, you will look after Isabella instead of me. I know my departure may hurt you and our little daughter. Thus, you must educate her to be a good girl and tell her to learn to take life preciously. Please believe that we can take control of our life because life is just in our hand. Love, Matthew.
The girl put the letter back into the envelope. Then she grabbed the sand and watched the sand flowing up from her hand bit by bit.
Yes, my life is given by you two. I don't even have any right to finish it. And it is too precious to lose. Mom and Dad, I promise you two, I won't let my life flow away.
The girl catched her fish and sand stopped dropping from the box.
Yes, I can feel it. It's in my control. I did it because you said life is just in our hands.